So when we sit here, we can work with our questions and face what is now. In each moment, to become aware of what we are creating all the time. In me right now, I have been confronted within me with my fear of failure. And I was exploring how it keeps me away from being spontaneously and being my truth. And there's a little part of me that feels, oh, I should say something because Spirit is talking to me, but there's this fear of failure that I cannot transmit it properly, and so I got stuck with it, and so I just open my mouth and give it a try. There are so many things that cause anxiety within us. So many things. The fear of failure is one. And the other one is our fear of the judgments of others. The fear we don't fit into the society we have been born to or we chose to live with. And this, so we try to adapt to what is the common sense. And what is the conditioning this society does? And we cannot find I've never been in a really free society or community. Maybe in the deep forests of South America or Africa, there are still some people living in freedom with each other. But in the moment we come together, we think about our values and what we want to do and what is our beliefs, and we create a kind of a religion, a Weltanschauung.
A worldview.
A worldview, what is good and what is bad and what we are here for. And this becomes, this is so strong, and it just we create it automatically. And in the beginning it's beautiful, and then it starts to hinder our freedom. And the children are born into that. And somehow, because everybody believes in that, the children start to believe that this is the real life. But it's only the communal body they live in, and the worldview their mind is, oh, it's a bad word, but I still say it, indoctrinated. It's a condition. And the work we are doing here is about liberation, to free us from the control of our mind. And that means we have to overcome our own thoughts, because the world of thoughts is not the real world. It's just a ersatz world.
Substitute.
It's just a substitute for the real world, for life itself, for our true being. And we cannot not create this substitute. It's impossible, because we are human and we have this very, very powerful tool of our thinking. This is really special. And this tool is not good or bad, it's just what it is. And most of the time, we misuse it. For example, we have an insight, and this insight is true for this moment. So we start to put it on our altar and say, yes, that is the truth. I really experienced it right now. Oh, it's so beautiful. I got it. But then it's on the altar, and the next day, it's still there. And 10 years later, it's still there, and then der Staub ist schon da drauf. And we still repeat it. But it's not true anymore, because life is never like this. Life is always nothing coming into something. And the spiritual path means to es beobachten.
Observe.
To observe nothing becoming something. And then you can name it. This is the first thought. And the first thought is I. I am nothing becoming something. And I'm newborn. This is the first thought. And from this thought, every other thought kommt heraus.
Emerges.
This is the first thought. And with the work we are doing here, we just go back to the first thought. And then we realize underneath, there's nothing. And then we try to become a friend of nothing. And we enjoy becoming something. And then we are at the source of the truth and of love. It's the same. This is the place where we really can love. This is true love. And I would love to create a community that is really with all the beings that is really has the roots in the source. And this is what I am here for, and what we try to let it happen and to go down to this source has the meaning we have to let go of every belief we are clinging to. We have to stand alone, coming out of the source. And we cling so much to the beliefs we got, because they are beautiful. And we had so beautiful experiences with it. They are not wrong or bad or something, but it's not what life is asking us for in this moment. So it's a real decision to do this work. And some people, they crave for liberation, and they sie widmen ihr Leben.
They dedicate their life
to that. And some dedicate their life to something else. To make a belief true or something. And this is how life runs. The story of mankind is people try to make their beliefs true, and they create something. This is not bad. But everything you create or we create will die. It will die. It will end up in a failure. And then we have to start new and try again. Don't believe me. So, I just got the answer for my question, what is humor? To laugh about my own thoughts. Mm-hmm.